to the magical Orkney Islands while on a journey of recovery and sobriety. Starts Friday, only in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies all around the state as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Another 40 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We will have an update of news headlines at 6:30. Then voters in a record number of states are set to decide this fall whether to enact far-reaching changes on how their elections are run. We will also get you the latest on this dock worker strike. Things are very much in flux, though at the moment the strike appears to be on hold. We're going to talk about automation at the ports, which is a big point of contention in the discussions. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and drinks and made-from-scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and 501 Minnesota in KCK.
Join us Saturday for a brand new music show on KPR One stations. It's 105 Live with Nick Carswell this week, featuring an in-studio session with the Lawrence band Likes. We'll debut two new artists and hear about an upcoming concert at the Bottleneck with Hembry from Kansas City. Join us for 105 Live Saturday, 5 p.m. on your KPR One stations. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, not as hot. Sunshine with a high around 90. Let's try that again. High around 80 tomorrow. High in the 90s for Saturday. It is 6:20.
Surprise tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
The time is 6:30. News headlines coming your way in 30 seconds.
Across the board on Wall Street as crude oil prices rose over worries about escalating tensions in the Mideast. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas residents trying to buy a home may still struggle to find attainable housing in a tight market. A new forecast by Wichita State University shows the average home sale price has risen to $300,000. That's nearly $40,000 more than the average cost of a home in 2021. Stan Longhofer is the director of Wichita State's Center for Real Estate. He says a major driver of home prices has been the significant drop in new construction following the 2008 housing crisis.
Homes that would have been built, say, 15 years ago would be the housing that would really be the middle market housing today.
Longhofer says the cost of building homes has also increased, making it harder to build more affordable homes. He says it could take years before the housing shortage is resolved. A government agency that investigates workplace discrimination says a Kansas company allowed a pattern of sexual harassment at Burger King restaurants. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says supervisors at Burger Kings in Wichita and Lawrence repeatedly made unwanted sexual advances targeting women employees, including teenagers. Joshua Pearson, a supervisory trial attorney on the case, says the agency will seek damages and policy changes from Ganesh Inc., the Lenexa-based company operating the franchises.
My hope is that the process does in some way provide some measure of healing if that's possible.
Ganesh Inc. did not respond to calls requesting comment. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is testing the blood of five Missouri health workers for bird flu antibodies. The testing will help determine if it's possible for the H5N1 virus to spread through human-to-human contact. The workers got sick after contact with a hospital patient who tested positive for H5N1. That patient is the only one in the U.S. to have developed the strain without reported animal contact. Michael Osterholm is the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says it's likely the workers had more common respiratory illnesses.
The real concern would be, are we starting to see person-to-person transmission of H5N1? And at this point, we just don't have any evidence of that.
There have been 14 recorded cases of H5N1 humans in the U.S. since March.
Support for NPR.
Cinema A-Go-Go.
We are all under suspicion of murder.
What imbecile thought that of?
Friday night at Liberty Hall, we've got a terrific double feature from 1932, Dr. X, plus Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
There's a curse upon me. I change into a wolf.
Doors open 6:30 Friday. Tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks for tuning in this evening. We still have another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 7 o'clock, if you're joining us on KPR One stations, we have Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's all followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next is KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Bongotini and a Night of Music, Cocktails, and Friends. October 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the new Maselli's Lounge. Information and tickets available at masellisonline.com.
Clear skies tonight, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, not as hot as today. Highs around 80, but don't pack away those shorts just yet because we'll be into the 90s again on Saturday. Sort of some yo-yo temperatures here for the next couple of days. Highs in the 70s for Sunday. Like I said, it's kind of all over the place. It's 10 minutes before 7.
To support this NPR station.
The new series, English Teacher, finds comedy in the culture wars at a Texas high school. Does it make the grade? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m., a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of annual and perennial bedding plants, houseplants, succulents, trees, and shrubs year-round. Located in North Lawrence, Pines Garden and Market's open daily. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have Classics Live, music for cello and piano tonight, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. Never miss that. It will all be followed by Jazz in the Night. Stick around.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s, highs around 80 tomorrow, back down into the upper 50s tomorrow night, highs in the 90s for Saturday. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01.